opens up the card stripe and said, we're going straight to Donovan, right? And he was the Norwich that night. And I thought, hello. Right? You know, like, and all over the papers that day was like,
Do the fucking best to degrade you though on this goal, you know, like you cut off 2 hours at one box and you're all fucking box.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You go and cut another box.
When you're
a day
late, right?
Yeah, and they
and there's a whole queue of guys saying I was at the doctor's.
Yeah.
It's really funny, right? Like,
but I didn't know that you worked in there because I thought once before you told me that career opportunities was when Joe had been on it for about a year and they wouldn't send me away to somewhere.
That's another one, a re-establishment centre. Right? That was his one, right? And there were, my lines were the ones about the
other. Well, so it's just the two things for
yeah.
So what did they do it for? They've done it purely for financial gain.
It's business.
Yeah.
It's business.
Right? They weren't doing it
like, and like, we had a real big problem because, like, when we walked in the cinema that day, we just looked around, right? It's like, we built the stage, right? And the seats, right? And so we'll kind of see, and it's podium. So we took the first 5 rows of seats out. Right, and as soon as they seats never been taken out, so hot the Coliseum was built, like, as soon as it took them out, they felt this, right? And it was like 5 rows of broken seats, right? Before we even started, right? Like, and we put more, push them all out the back, like, they came back around it, like, kind of freaked out, you know, like, demanded, like, hundreds of quids or something, like, as a deposit, right?
This is long before the game.
This is like Friday afternoon, like, we like taking the seats out because we want to kiss the stand. Like, better, I mean, like, if I go to a gig, right, the best gigs I win is either a stage in the front, a bar at the back, right, and nothing in between it, you know what I mean? Like, just like room for dancing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but it worked okay, there was loads of space, like, and the people just like were standing.
It's like, the way it worked out, was anybody that really wanted to see it? put themselves out a little bit and not just like going down the route, you know.
Right, well that's great because it provided an alternative.
Yeah, I tell you, we'll join it.
Because there's guys down there like, who are like, there's infiltrators, right, who are going down there, and like, they really want to manipulate the movement.
No, they just want to use it for their own fucking ends, right? And like, unless the bullshit stamped out, right, with these
Nazi party songs, right? What's this? Yeah. I want to form a Nazi party.
And
I've got a great idea what you can do,
though.
It's like, we can spray cans, right? They're really slow, going red or blue or green, like,
I'm really interested when a new writer writes about us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad to see there's like some our contemporaries writing poems such as yourself. Like, I think it's really
yeah, but he's about the only one.
No, he isn't.
Who else is there?
Right?
Else
there's Julie Birchall.
Oh, yeah, but who else?
I mean, there's
what
more
than that.
Well, hang on, let me think about it.
About a year ago, right? And I
right.
When I saw the Pistons, right, I suddenly realised that I wasn't alone in the fact that I couldn't play too well. You know what I mean? Like, I was in a group where all these people could play quite well, you know? And I felt inferior because of it, you know? And when I saw the Pistons, I thought it was great because it just suddenly struck me that it didn't have to matter that much, you know?
Yeah.
And then I said to the other guys in my group, wow, what a great group. They all went, right, and then these guys, I met these guys, and I thought they looked great. And they said, they got a group, so I said, I was interested. So we went and had a go with it. I just do it.
You had the name, didn't you?
No, he's called the name.
He's a problem.
He's a brains behind the group.
We say what we want, right, and people will either, like, catch on to it, and get hold of it, right, and grasp what we've got, right, or they won't, right, and it's up to them, right? I mean, we ain't gonna, like, fucking preach. Right, until it sounds like fucking nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, you sound like some kind of evangelist.
But, talk about a single there, doesn't it?
No, well, I think I like it like that, because the first time we went to studio with a famous producer, he said to me, look, you come, you better pronounce the words right. So I made a big deal of it, I really tried to pronounce it, and I just took all the piss out of it, you know, to sound like Matt Monro was doing it, right? So I said, I'm never doing that again, so... And like, to me, it's like Jamaican stuff, right? You know, you can't understand the Jamaican stuff until you listen to it about 100 times, right? And then you get it, right? But the same with this, right? If people can't understand it, then too bad.
But what are you working towards? Have you got any idea what you're working towards?
Well, I've got my idea, right?
Yeah.
But I only tell the other two about it when I feel like it, right? He's got his idea, right? And obviously I think it's rubbish, right? And he doesn't have any ideas at all. See? That's how it is.
But I've got plenty of ideas.
Me and Joe have a great partnership, right? He won't let me live with him. Right? Because he's spoiling the night's career. And also, we don't agree on hardly anything. Right? Because, like...
But we are working on the same thing, aren't we?
Joe is more salt of the earth. And basically, we hate each other, right? Because we're jealous of each other most of the time.
Serious
with things like, we're always in competition.
I don't hate you, I don't think enough of you to hate you.
I hate the fucking both of you,
okay? I know, I really hate you as well.
And you write, when you write songs, you know, how do you do it? You kind of, you get an idea or...
Yeah, like, you get ideas, right, and like, he does, at the moment, like, he's doing a lot of the words, right, and I'm doing a lot of the music, right, but
we go around his house and right, knock it out.
Just sit
yeah,
up
and they try and get
in my room.
Dopey lines, like, pension.
He's our final filtering service.
When you're
don't listen to this dream.
It's great. That's the end.